Joining us as he does every Wednesday about this time on the F&M Bank phone line, Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com, BradPowers7 on Twitter. Good morning, Brad. How you doing, man?
Excellent. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Can I start with this real quick?
Well, go ahead.
Sorry.
I had prepared, I was ready.
I wanted to get this in before I forgot. What an absolute joke that quote unquote fight was last week. What'd you make of that shenanigans?
Well, I'm glad you really couldn't get a bet down on that fight in Vegas, because I'm guessing due to particular language, I would have got my money back, maybe. If not, I would have lost a ton of money, because I would have bet that one of the Paul brothers couldn't have went the distance. I just thought it was, a sham for boxing, but I also realized that that's probably where the sport's heading. But I'm glad that they didn't offer it up here in Vegas, because I would have risked a lot to win a little on Mayweather KO or Mayweather to win before the eight rounds were up.
How awful! Because you know what I mean, Brad. Greg and I grew up. I grew up watching the tail end of Muhammad Ali's career. The heavyweights were great in the 70s. The welterweights and the middleweights were great in the 80s with Sugar Ray Leonard and Hagler and Duran and Tommy Hearns, et cetera, et cetera. These fights were wars. Boxing's become an absolute joke right now, man.
It certainly has compared to the 70s and 80s. There's no question about it. And, probably the most memorable, as far as a fight extravaganza here, was the Mayweather McGregor thing here. Not an Ali Frazier, anything like that. In the last 20 years or so, it's one of these types of fights that are made for pay-per-view, made for people to take your money.
Greg, did you have a question for Brad?
Yes,
Powers?
I did. and I've been thinking about it since Sunday night after the Memorial Golf Tournament was over.
Yeah.
John Rahm was greeted as he walked off the green Saturday with a 6-shot lead. And if you look at, he obviously was forced to pull out because he had tested positive for COVID. And BetMGM and others declared all pre-tournament and play-in bets on Rahm to win the Memorial, as well as all placing bets as winners. And so they honored those tickets. But if you go to the actual final leaderboard, he was made the cut, but finished the bottom of the cut. So he was not the winner. Now, Brad, I'm surprised. I don't know if I'm surprised. I don't know what to think about all this, because obviously this has never happened. I was really surprised that they just declared this no bet instead of paying those things off, because he didn't win the tournament.
Yeah, I agree. And I know a lot of people were happy that it was paid off, and I get his chances of winning were significant. Leading by 6 shots. But I thought you have to ask yourself this. Those sports books that were, paid those tickets off, how can they afford to pay those off? What was their liability? Probably not that much, so they could afford to pay those off. Number two, why can they afford to pay those off? Because they win over the bettors that much more. So to me, I thought it was a very dangerous precedent that you're setting. It's almost like a participation trophy handing out to people. I wasn't for it. He didn't win. So therefore you shouldn't cash your tickets. And I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me on that, but look at the old school books. And I know this new school way of thinking, but I can tell you it's just simply a marketing ploy. But the books that have stood the test of time, at least here in the state of Nevada, they didn't pay those John Rahm tickets, because it sets such a dangerous precedent. Maybe next time something like that happens, are you always going to pay out those tickets, or is it at your choosing for these sports books? And I don't like that. Rules are rules, and they're meant to be followed, especially in this industry.
Yeah, Patrick Cantlay won the tournament in a playoff with Kalamara Okawa. And so I just was really – and I guess they can afford it, obviously, this and that. But, what if he had walked off the green and broke an ankle and couldn't play Sunday?
Right.
He wouldn't have cast those tickets, right?
Hey, yeah. Tom Brady, you know, tore his ACL in the third quarter with the Bucks up, you know, the 17. They lost the game. Pay me my money back. I didn't expect Tom Brady to get hurt in the game. Come on. I mean, that's the precedent. That's why you don't pay those out. I mean, they didn't win. John Rahm didn't win. Therefore, you shouldn't get paid.
And the thing about it is this could have been, I think, avoided, guys. You know, let John Rahm go out at like 6 o'clock in the morning, shoot 18 by himself, post a number, and then when you're done, you're done.
Well,
you know, and then see if somebody can catch him.
But there's the pressure playing with the group and competing, and this, yeah, that's a total disadvantage.
Listen,
to the other golfers.
It's a solution. I'm not saying it's the best solution, but it is a solution.
Well, the number one thing is, I mean, where is the awareness to tell a guy on the green and not pull him behind closed doors?
Yeah, walk right
and tell him. That was, honestly, outside of tickets getting paid, that shouldn't have. My biggest gripe was that. I mean, you're going to tell him right on the green? You can't wait until he walks into the clubhouse and go into a separate room? I mean, the lack of self-awareness for these people is unbelievable. Where's the class?
Yeah, Brad Powers is our guest at BradPowers7 on Twitter, BradPowersSports.com. All right, Julio Jones gets traded to the Titans. They go from 40-1 to win the Super Bowl to 25-1. Brad, are we going to load up on the Titans this year? What do you think?
No, I know that doesn't make you people in Nashville, you know, that's not going to make you.
Well, that's why we have you on, Brad, because you always tell it like it is, and not what we want to hear.
Yeah, Julio at this day and age in his career shouldn't be moving gambling markets. He's not. He's worth obviously less than a point, less than a half a point to the team's overall power rating. I mean, shouldn't be moving markets, and any of those types of moves, I would say, are more square than professional. A 30-something-year-old receiver at this stage of his career, certainly on the downtrend. I mean, it's exciting for the fans. You know, does it give them a little bit more upside? Certainly, but it shouldn't be lessening their Super Bowl chances almost cut in half. That's not, and by cut in half, I mean going from 40-1 almost down to 20-1. So that shouldn't have been the case, but it's not surprising considering what we see in these markets.
And he moved the win total from 9 to 9.5 is what I saw.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah?
Too much, and that's surprising to me that was the case. And we'll see. Now, the good thing is that it did move. And what will happen is, you know, and maybe some early professional money did move that. So I'm not going to say it's all public because the public's not going to necessarily be betting and having their money held up for 6 months. But,
right.
You know, all summer long, that's going to be the narrative. Now, you know, Titans got Julio. So anybody that comes to Vegas, anybody's betting DraftKings, FanDuel, and these other states, they're going to be betting that over. Oh, they got Julio. How are you going to stop Tennessee? So if that season win total gets pushed up another half win, that's where guys like myself, old Brad Powers, at the end of summer, we fade those narratives that we don't necessarily agree with.
Ah, okay.
There you go. He fades the narrative.
I like how he puts that.
I just fade away. He fades the narrative.
I just fade off into Bolivia like Mike Tyson.
Brad Powers with us. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPower7, BradPowerSports.com, the Bill King link. Of course, he's on with Bill every Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour as well. What's hot? What are you looking at right now? I know your guide came out for everything from the spring and all the way through. What are you working on right now?
Just reading through college football magazines, you know, something that maybe I missed, you know, because it's 130 teams. And people are like, it's just one sport, but 130 teams is more than all your four major sports, NHL, Major League Baseball, NBA, and the NFL combined. So think about doing that all at once. So, yeah, you're a group of five teams, you know, little things that I miss. I'm reading through those. You know, they're trying to, you know, get my power ratings where they're completely set for the preseason. You know, it's a process in that regard. You know, fiddling around a little bit with the NBA, but, you know, it's let's just say the mortgage on the house isn't dependent on NBA playoff betting like it is college football.
Well, you know, and how could you even know until, because the SEC, just last week voted to allow the one-time transfer. I know the NCAA did and other conferences did, but the SEC didn't, this one-time transfer within the league. So how do you know until really they run out there for fall camp and the rosters are set?
Well, it's an excellent question. Everyone asks me, you know, why are you betting? Because I made probably over 50 college football bets already, whether it be season win totals or game of the year bets.
Wow.
You know, 50-some bets already. Because, you know, the reason I do it is because it's just me versus the bookmaker. It's my number versus his number. And I'd like to think that I know more than that guy that has to do four or five different sports all at once. And meanwhile, while I'm following college football year-round. But I get it. It is a new day and age where transfers – You know, rosters aren't as set as what they were 5-10 years ago. But similar to tie it all in together, unless it's a major quarterback, transfers like Julio Jones, in the NFL, getting a guy like that, similar to college football transfers, should not be moving betting markets unless it's several players. So, I think a lot of times people overreact to it. And again, at the end of summer, similar to the NFL, I fade college football narratives. So I know it's tough to get a whole grasp on it, and that's why I'm working on it now. But a lot of times, you know, the team A and B, you know, team A gets some player. I mean, it's usually a non-factor for me.
Brad, what's up with the new Twitter avatar? Roy Scheider from Jaws?
Yeah, I see that.
That's pretty cool, man. What inspired that?
He's shark hunting.
Yeah.
Nah, it's just, it's summertime, favorite movie. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really, well, you know what, when you go back and look at it, I saw a great special, I think it was on A&E, about it, or one of the entertainment channels, and it really was the first of the modern day big budget summer popcorn blockbusters, right?
I saw it in the movie, and yeah. when the part was when they're
the dude's head comes back,
they're at under the boat and the boat's submerged, and then the whole movie theater just I squealed like a little girl. I'll admit it, but actually I've been to Martha's Vineyard and saw all of the places all that was filmed. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to go back to the magazines. I know for a long time, you were the brains behind Phil Steele, and
I wouldn't say that. But.
Well, I did, but there's Lindy's. I wrote for Athlon for I don't know many years, like the Vandy and some bunch of different football, basketball stories. And I remember the magazines didn't come out until the 4th of July weekend.
Right
now they come out Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The deadline for these writers is like 2 days after the spring game for each team.
Mm-hmm.
It's how much can you, I guess you can, because you can write in a lot of generalities about things, and let's pick Alabama. Well, okay, good. But man, it's just you being in that business for so long, man, that the deadlines have been pushed up so much because they want to get those magazines out on the market as soon as they can, and here you are reading them Memorial Day weekend. So yeah, it's totally changed, hasn't it?
Yeah, and keep in mind, I mean, a lot of betting, college football betting markets are before Memorial Day weekend, so yeah. I don't even have magazines in my hand anymore. That's why, why do you watch spring games? Well, that's why. I mean, I got to know these teams when these betting markets open up, but you're right. How do I use it? I get it, because a lot of people are going to say, oh, that magazine's outdated as soon as it gets, published because a transfer A or B happens in today's day and age. I use it to my advantage because if you go back, and maybe last week I tweeted this out, how much has that team changed in the summer months? Because I looked at the depth chart that Athlon had on the Buffalo Bulls, who just lost Lance Leopold to Kansas. The Buffalo has lost 10 guys off their projected two deep since May 1st or whenever the deadline was for that write-up. I mean, that team has changed significantly. So I use that type of stuff to my advantage, teams that have changed significantly coming out of spring practice. So I get you on that regard. And I think my former employer is – he's, after doing a bunch of years, that Memorial Day type release, he's, gone old school where he wants to collect all that latest information. And now he's, the release is right around 4th of July now. So he's gone in the opposite direction trying to get and gather all that latest information.
Yeah, because you're now competing against what's on the internet, right? So people can find
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yep. Great point.
Brad, tell the people how to do business with you.
BradBauerSports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page. A lot of free information. If you want college football season win totals, you want NFL season win totals, game of the year bets, it's all available for free. Go to BradBauerSports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page. Early renewal prices are up there. Make sure you're taking advantage of them. Those will go up throughout the summer.
You've been getting my tweets, messages.
I haven't. Yeah.
He challenged me 2 weeks ago.
Sliding in my DMs.
Yeah. So I started whenever
you're sliding into Brad Powers' DMs. Brad Powers is a very busy person. He doesn't need you sliding into
his DMs. Well,
let
me tell you what. I could have helped him with the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes, both, okay? Just saying.
All right. You don't have to get hot about it.
I was challenged. 2 weeks ago, I was challenged on these very airwaves. And I go on vacation. That's all I can think about.
Brad, he's bowing up to me, man. You know, we may have to duke it out here in the next break. So,
thank you, Brad. Always fun.
Brad, get here to Nashville, man. We want to hang out with you.
Come on, man. Come on. We're open.
I'll tell you what. I will be there within the year.
All right, good. All right. Let us
know.
Okay?
That's what he said 3 years ago.
I trust him.
All right.
Thank you, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
Hey, take care, guys.
All right, Brad.